Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't feel like the tax situation is that big of a deal. Nothing was mentioned about riches and wealth and so forth when John Kerry was running. And Kerry worth probably, what, 100 times what Romney worth? Romney better get used to this. This is Chicago-style mafia thuggery that's coming out of the Democrat Party. It's been there for years and years, and it's going to be the same way until the end.
That's an interesting thought, isn't it? I hadn't thought about how much John Kerry was worth when he was running. That did not become an issue, so why is it an issue now? Is it that the Obama campaign, the Democrats are running the agenda, making the agenda, and the news media is happily following along? What do you think of that idea? 800-510-8255. The only price of admission, your ears and your mind and your mouth, should you decide you want to participate in this hour of the Talk Radio Review. This is a daily program. It's on. The program culminates in the charts and the Friday and weekend program, going through the top 10. We pick three or four items usually each hour that are hot on the agenda of a lot of the great local and national programs around the country, so we sort of get a pulse of the nation conversationally. And that was one of the callers in Louisiana who thinks all the chatter about Mitt Romney's tax records is just more dirty politics from the left and from Chicago. So we'll spend our time, because there was a lot of time spent over the weekend on talk radio and talk television, talking about the presidential race. I'm Doug Steffen. As an example of the Sunday morning news programs talking about politics and the presidential race, here's Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation, talking on the Democratic side to Dick Durbin, the senator from Illinois, and on the Republican side to former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani about the debate concerning Mitt Romney's tax records.
What I want to ask you about is Senator Harry Reid, who has insisted and keeps insisting that he has heard that Mitt Romney, over the past decade, didn't pay any taxes during some of those years. He has offered no proof whatsoever. There's nobody who can add any proof to this, and yet he keeps insisting that it is true. Isn't it time for him to basically put up or shut up on that?
I'd say it's time for Mitt Romney to put up or shut up. When Mayor Giuliani was running for mayor, he disclosed his income tax returns, and he disclosed them every year when he was in office as mayor. I've done the same thing as a member of the House and the Senate. And now Mitt Romney can put aside all of these criticisms and all of these questions in 5 minutes. All he has to do is live up to the standard his father established. 12 years disclosure of income tax, just like President Obama. 12 years. Instead, what he's given us is tantalized people. We now know he's the first presidential candidate in history to run for office with a Swiss bank account. We also know that he's disclosed these tax shelters and tax havens in the Cayman Islands and Bermuda, and we just have tantalizing little tidbits that have forced him to go back and amend his financial disclosure returns. Let him make a full disclosure, as every major presidential candidate has for the last 36 years.
Yes, sir, I take your point on that. But saying he ought to disclose his income taxes is one thing. Saying that he didn't pay any income taxes when you have absolutely no proof of that, that's something entirely different. I mean, it's irresponsible. We wouldn't print a story like that. Any major newspaper in this country, CBS News, wouldn't print a story because we said we heard it. We would try to check it out. Is he obligated to check this out and tell us where he got the information?
You're going to have to direct that question to Harry Reid as to his source of information. But what I have to say is basic, even before Harry Reid's statement. Why is Mitt Romney failing to disclose the most basic information about income taxes that Mayor Giuliani did, which I have done, which other candidates for president have done? What is in there that he doesn't want the American people to see?
Mayor Giuliani, would you like to say something about that?
Sure. I believe that the reality is that the Romneys have explained this.
They've laid out a year of taxes. They're going to put out another year of taxes. That's precisely what John Kerry did. It's precisely what Senator McCain did. People do follow different practices here. It was acceptable in the case of McCain and Kerry. No one raised the issue, oh, my God, they didn't pay any taxes because they didn't put out their tax returns. Both of them, Kerry and McCain, are reasonably rich men and good men, and we accepted that. And I think the concern is you put out 10, 20 years of taxes. That's all we're going to be doing for the next 2 months. It's going to become a total distraction. Any person who has reasonable amount of money is going to have complicated taxes. There's nothing wrong with Governor Romney's taxes. I was a prosecutor. I prosecuted tax evasion cases. I've defended tax evasion cases. No one in all these years has accused him of a crime. The IRS has never brought a proceeding against him. You can be sure with the kind of money that he made and the enormous charitable contributions that he appears to have made, maybe 15-20% to charity, this guy's been audited up and down, backwards and forwards.
All right, so there is the discussion. It does seem like the Democrats are involved in a bit of a stretch here, but you hear nothing from Obama about it because it's good for him. Bad publicity for one side, it's good for the other side, right? 800-510-8255. You'll chime in as you will. David in Illinois would like to chime in. So, David, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, he was talking about earlier about unprecedented tax on Obama. There was more unprecedented tax on George W. Bush, in my opinion, than Obama's ever had to face. The media, the comedians, the Senate, the Congress, they were all attacking Bush. I don't think Obama's been attacked that bad. As far as if they're complaining about Mitt Romney's Paul Ryan being worth $5 million and complain about that, well, they need to complain about Obama. He's worth $10 million.
All right, sir. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Don't need much comment on that. We'll check in on what's going on with Mr. Ryan and more from the Sunday morning talk programs plus radio talk shows in the focus at 14 past the hour on the countdown.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669.
800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
Doug Steffen here. You're listening to the Chalk Radio Countdown Show and the discussion from the weekend of the presidential race. Here's radio host Gary Hoffman talking about the way the issue of Mitt Romney's taxes is taking center stage in the campaign.
The president's campaign manager wrote this. I'm going to read it to you. Governor Romney apparently fears that the more he offers, the more our campaign will demand that he provide. So I'm prepared to provide assurances on just that point. If the governor will release 5 years of returns, I commit in turn that we will not criticize him for not releasing more, neither in ads nor in the public communications or commentary for the rest of the campaign. Okay? So the Obama campaign has said, if you give us 5 years, we'll stop complaining that you didn't give us 10. We're going to absolutely rip into the 5 years that you give us, but we're going to not get the issue of how many that you've released. So Matt Rhodes, the Romney campaign manager, writes back, thanks for the note. It's clear that President Obama wants nothing more to talk about Governor Romney's tax returns instead of the issues that matter to voters, putting Americans back to work, fixing the economy, blah, 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 blah. And then sent that to the media as well. And included with it the original email from Obama's campaign manager. Now, the way that this has played out has gotten a little bit crazy, okay, considering everything else that's going on in the country. The issue of Mitt Romney's tax returns has been thrust into the limelight. Harry Reid, the Senate Democratic leader, had said last month that Romney paid no taxes for 10 years. He was quoting some mysterious and, to this point, unannounced source, and it's not like he did it in front of his office or at some campaign stop. Harry Reid did this on the floor of the Senate, and he has refused to provide any proof of that Mitt Romney hasn't paid taxes for 10 years. It hasn't named his source, but there are plenty of people who now simply repeat that as fact. Does he have to release? You might ask, does he have to release his forms? Does he have to? No, he doesn't have to. It has become a courtesy, it has become an expectation, a way for people to see where you stand, maybe. Now, Mitt Romney has said that he's been audited by the IRS, and as much as you may not have faith in the IRS, if they would have found something wrong, they would have got him. But he doesn't have to release his forms. There was some allegation that he's the only candidate in the last 20 or 30 years who hasn't released his tax returns, or a lot of his tax returns. That's not true. George W. Bush provided 9 years of tax returns. Al Gore provided 8. I mean, he had kind of a... Al Gore, as vice president, was going to, issue his tax returns anyway, so we just get to see those, basically. When Barack Obama was running for president, he gave up 7 years of tax returns. Hillary Clinton, the same thing. Michael Dukakis gave up 6. John McCain only gave up 2 years of tax returns. Ronald Reagan only gave us 1 year of his tax returns. 1 year. This fascination with his tax returns, I think, is almost unhealthy. Because, obviously it takes away from the issues of a campaign. His tax returns are not an issue of the campaign. Unless you're fed up with the tax system.
All right. There's something. Who's thought about that? Maybe it does make for a good issue. Maybe it backfires on the Democrat. The tax issue, the whole business of taxation, how much you pay in taxes, that ought to be a... Because what they're doing with your money, the management of your money, is outrageous. Look at the stories on top of stories in the past week alone of money that's been wasted by the general and his parties, the amount in the Defense Department. It goes on and on and on and on. So maybe this ought to be the number one issue. What do you think? 800-510-8255 on today's countdown.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the focus on the presidential race weekend activities. Who's on top? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. From ABC this weekend, Jake Tapper reported on some problems the Romney campaign may be having with the Medicare debate.
This was generally not seen by Republican officials as a sign of a campaign on message.
But I want to bring as much clarity as possible.
Mitt Romney with a whiteboard, struggling to help people understand his position.
So this is the president's plan.
And more important, the subject matter. The Romney campaign now finds itself consumed by one topic.
Medicare.
Medicare into a piggy bank.
Plans by Paul Ryan. On
Medicare as an option?
Mitt Romney has his own plan.
Specifically, the plan proposed by Romney's new running mate, Paul Ryan, to turn Medicare into a voucher-like system for future retirees. Republican sources say the Romney campaign did not expect this much attention on the topic, and its response has sometimes been confusing. One-minute surrogates distancing the Romney Medicare plan from Ryan.
But it's very different.
The next minute.
Paul Ryan and my plan for Medicare, I think, is the same, if not identical.
Former Republican congressional leader Tom Davis sings Ryan's praises. But he also says Republican members of Congress are worried. Generally, Medicare debates advantage Democrats. Independent analysts. Plan could mean future retirees would have to pay more out of pocket. Democrats say Ryan would send the program into a death spiral.
You know, it raises some issues you wouldn't have had with another nominee.
House Republicans in areas with high senior populations in the South and swing states Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania are especially worried. In a conference call with Republican members of Congress earlier this week, Speaker John Boehner provided Republicans with a game plan in this new environment, telling them to stay on offense on jobs and the economy.
When you attach Medicare and bring that into an race that should be about the economy, there are some Washington insiders and members who are nervous about how this plays out.
And Republican leaders say Romney should focus entirely on President Obama's handling of the economy and the 8.3% unemployment rate.
800-510-8255. Who thinks that is good policy? It's time now for radio host Dan Carroll to talk about the news media's coverage of Mitt Romney and all of the things that are connected to him, and especially the tax records.
Mitt Romney was at an event, and he was carrying on about Medicaid as if that's the issue that's going to turn this election. But he was asked a question about his tax returns. And it goes back to, I don't know, several weeks ago,
when he was asked by someone from ABC News if he has ever paid less than 13%. And he said, you know what, I'm going to have to go back and look at him and find that answer. So he was asked a question about it, and he said, yeah. He said, you know what, I did go back, I looked at my tax returns, and I don't think there was ever a time when I paid less than 13%. That was the lead story on NBC News, the CBS National News, and the ABC, whatever they call their national news. Unbelievable to me that they are still harping on this. And the Obama campaign is still says that this is an important issue. Mitt Romney's tax returns. At this point, Mitt Romney cannot release those tax returns. You can't stand your ground for this. And then they offered him a deal. Oh, just give us 5 years worth of tax returns and we'll leave it alone. Give us 5 years of tax returns and we won't talk about it anymore. We'll just sort of let it go. If you believe that, if anyone in the Romney campaign believes that, then they're absolute idiots and fools.
All right, who believes that? 800-510-825. Who wants to volunteer to be the first idiot or fool? Democrats are eagerly renewing their fight against privatizing Social Security because the pick of Paul Ryan has given them some fodder for that, so they think. Under the circumstance, you want to be realistic or you just want to tell people what they want to hear? I guess that's part of the question here. We'll get back to the presidential race and some other items of interest that are being covered by your favorite talk radio stations. It's 28 past the hour.
Bed bugs are a year-round problem, but if you're gearing up for travel or vacation, you may be at an increased risk of bringing these most unwanted souvenirs home. A 2011 national survey of pest professionals conducted by the National Pest Management Association found that a whopping 99% of respondents encountered bedbug infestations in that year, and 80% encountered bedbugs specifically in hotels and motels. Since bedbugs remain the hardest pest to treat, infestations can easily grow out of control. According to the National Pest Management Association, increased public awareness, education, and vigilance are key in detecting and preventing bedbug infestations, as these pests tend to travel undetected from place to place, breed quickly, and remain one of the most challenging to treat. Bedbugs are equal opportunity pests and are not a result of poor sanitation. So whether you're staying at a motel or a five-star hotel, check your surroundings. To find more information about bedbugs or locate a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by your... Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Moving here, a special program. This is a program that aims to produce and present two different words. I get paid by the words. Sometimes I put them together. You know that story. Anyway, the Talk Radio Countdown Show every day aims to take apart. We monitor lots of different programs and hosts around the country to get the pulse of the nation when it comes to conversation. And these issue-oriented news talk radio programs certainly are all about the presidential race at the moment. Sunday, a lot of the television shows sort of set the tone for what's discussed on Monday. And here's another example from the presidential race conversation. CNN had Jim Acosta talking to Romney advisor Eric Fernstrom, who doesn't think voters care about Mitt Romney's tax records at all.
Mitt Romney came out and volunteered earlier this week that he hadn't paid less than 13% as an effective tax rate in his taxes. Why won't Mitt Romney prove it and just put his tax returns out there?
Well, I'll tell you, Mitt Romney has put out, he'll put out 2 years worth of tax returns. He's put out his full 2010 return, hundreds of pages of tax return information that's on his website. He'll put out his 2011 returns once it's complete and filed. He's had financial disclosures going back to 2002 when he was governor of Massachusetts. Those two can be found on Mitt Romney's website. Look, taxes are not an issue. It's not what the American people are talking about. Just last month, we learned in July that 44 states saw their unemployment rates go up. And what is Obama's answer to that? Higher taxes and more spending. If you're an unemployed in America, you must feel like a drowning person who's just been thrown an anchor.
All right, you like that answer? 800-510-8255. On Fox, Chris Wallace talked to Robert Gibbs from the Obama campaign about the back and forth between the two campaigns over the plans for Medicare.
Romney running mate Paul Ryan campaigned in the Villages retirement community with his 78-year-old mother, Betty, yesterday. He said that the Republicans want to protect Medicare while the president is turning it into a piggy bank.
When I think about Medicare, it's not just a program. It's not just a bunch of numbers. It's what my mom relies on. The president raves $716 billion from the Medicare program to pay for the Obamacare program.
Your reaction?
Well, I think if he wants to protect Medicare for his mother, then he should thank, first of all, should thank President Obama for what he's done in the past few years to extend the life of the Medicare Trust Fund, to help seniors with their prescription drug costs, to help seniors get free preventive care. Chris, what President Obama did was strengthen the Medicare benefit to help Medicare beneficiaries and to extend the life of the Medicare Trust Fund by more than 8 years.
Okay, but let's talk about the $716 billion cut to Medicare, because it is, if I may, yeah. Let me ask a question. Under the Obama plan, Obamacare, there is a $716 billion cut.
There's a $716 billion, we found $716 billion in efficiency and savings, primarily by reducing the subsidy that the government was paying to Medicare Advantage through private insurance companies, something that was costing Medicare, not saving Medicare money as it was originally designed to do, but in fact, costing Medicare about 16% more than traditional Medicare.
Okay.
We took those subsidies out, and lo and behold, the enrollment for Medicare Advantage is actually up this year. We strengthened the benefit by adding, again, as I said, preventive services. The best way to tackle health care costs is to work with seniors to make sure that we prevent illnesses rather than simply treat them once they have them.
Wow, that's a great idea. Why isn't that part of the discussion? And he's from the Obama campaign. He's from the Obama administration, was the press secretary. Why is that not part of the discussion? What to do for prevention. And these guys started the conversation. They must have realized there's a hole, big hole, a gaping hole in the Obamacare, the way, whatever you want to call it, whatever plan name suits you, it still doesn't have enough, not much of any, never mind discussion, what's the real way of fixing the problem of people getting sick? Meanwhile, back on the Ryan campaign, you may remember in his 2010 Roadmap for America's Future, he proposed a plan, that was a book he wrote, he proposed a plan to allow younger workers to divert more than one-third of their Social Security taxes into personal accounts that they would own and could will to their heirs if they wanted to. This, by the way, all of this attacking, nobody who's over the age of 55 would have, if the Ryan plan were even to be adopted. Nobody over the age of 55 would be affected by this at all. Ryan wrote, the accounts would provide workers an opportunity to build a significant nest egg for retirement that far exceeds what the current program can provide. You realize, when you look at the money that you put into Social Security, this is somebody, nobody's talking about this. There's no interest that amounts to anything. It's like 0.005% or something. The whole mismatch of this, the way the news media has done a criminal, that's my indictment of them, they've done a criminally bad job, almost on purpose. Well, never mind almost. It would seem on purpose to distort this or not dig out the facts. Do you ever look at the Social Security system's returns? You get those statements every couple of years from the Social Security Administration as to where you are and how much you'd get if you retired now, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know how much interest is being paid? Even if you were to put your money into bonds, which is pretty safe, 2-3%, it's twice to three times as much as you get in interest from whatever the Social Security system does with your money. 800-510-8255, an important talking point, don't you think? Here's Talk Host Bob Kerr with political analyst David Alperin about the emergence of Medicare as the one of the major campaign issues.
Like so many predicted, the selection of Ryan as Romney's running mate changed the focus of the election, at least right now, to Medicare. But should we have expected the increasingly nasty tone coming from each side?
I think it's not a big surprise. I think the polling shows that trying to win over independents and moderates may be taking second place to energizing each party's own base. There was a recent poll showing that of the 44% who say they're not likely to vote, That group is 2-1 for Obama. So that's a potential. I mean, it sounds irrelevant, but it's actually a potential if he can persuade those people, perhaps not with his positives, but with Romney's negatives, that there's something to be worried about and to get out and to vote for. So I think we're going to continue to see negative advertising. It has an overall dilatory effect on, the civic mood, but it seems to work in politics. But at least they're talking about policies and not about irrelevancies.
Right. The issues seem pretty cut and dry right now. We're talking about Medicare now. We were talking about the economy. Both candidates are pretty clear where they stand on those issues. So for these remaining undecided or independent voters, however you want to call them, what's really left for them to decide?
Well, that's what I say. It may be that they're not going to decide, and it's not so much undecided voters as voters who haven't been mobilized enough in the direction that they already lean. And that may happen more by making them fear the other guy than motivating them or overcoming the disappointment that the Democrats understand they have with the Obama administration. So I don't think we're going to see a more high-minded campaign, but we will see it on policy. And there are questions on both sides about how the numbers add up.
All right. So we get to some calls on the tax situation. I do think, though, that the comments that have been made about the returns maybe ought to spur us into a discussion of the entire tax system. What do you think? Here's radio host Joe Bartlett talking to analyst Rich Galen about a recent USA Today article that claimed millions are so fed up they don't plan on voting at all in November.
We saw the USA Today article about people not voting. Millions of people saying, I'm just fed up. I don't even care.
What you're just discussing is USA Today took a poll of people who are either not registered or are registered but aren't planning to vote. When you look at a poll and if it includes registered voters or just adults, then you have to throw it out because those non-voters are so strongly swayed toward Obama. But they're just not going to get into it. They just don't want to do it.
The non-voters are swayed toward Obama.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of disenchantment with the president, for sure.
Well, it's of their own doing. I mean, they were promised a messiah and they got a guy. I mean, it falls into Obama's camp. I mean, it's called managing expectations, as you know so well. And the Obama campaign has been dreadful at it. Somebody wrote a couple of weeks ago, I wish it had been me, that 4 years ago Obama was on a crusade. Now he's just in a campaign, and it turns out he's not all that good at it.
Well, Paul Ryan has certainly changed things, and I'm not quite sure whether it's good or bad yet for the Republicans. I mean, because he is a spark plug, and at least in the short term, he seems to have become the issue more so than Romney.
Oh yeah, I think that is correct, and I think there's an old Shakespearean line that says, "Young Cassius doth protest a bit too much." I think I've got that right. And I think the Democrats doth protest a bit too much. I was on, of all things, CNN International the other day. I'm huge in Doha, and I was on with a woman, a Democrat, who's very smart, and she made the mistake of saying that the Ryan budget would alter Medicare as we know it. And I said, yeah, that's exactly what it would do, and that's what we've got to do. But it's like saying vouchers and charter schools altered education as we know it. It did, and successfully. It didn't destroy education. It made it better. And that's what but we can't get to that discussion because they keep throwing dirt bombs at each other.
All right. There's a pretty articulate and interesting conversation, maybe the best one I've heard for a while, summarizing where all of this is and who's going to vote and who's going to stay home. Interesting, all the discussion. The headline reads, "People Frustrated by Demands of Voter ID." You'll see that story if you read USA Today today, a story of a woman who's trying to track down all of her records in Pennsylvania because the Commonwealth says there is going to be a requirement voters present certain government-approved IDs at the polls. What in the heck is wrong with that if you want to keep this honest? If you don't, if you want to have everybody coming in from everywhere just to vote, I think the Democrats are extraordinarily vulnerable when it comes to that discussion. What do you think? 800-510-8255, 15 before the hour on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know who the first two soldiers to be honored with the Purple Heart were? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In 1779, Sergeant Elijah Churchill and Sergeant William Brown were both awarded the Badge of Military Merit for their service during the Revolutionary War, making them the first to ever receive the award, which would become known as the Purple Heart. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
800-510-8255. The discussion on the Talk Radio Countdown Show of the tax, whether or not Romney needs to submit his tax return or not. Here's Dolores in Oregon.
Everybody else has to jump through Republican hoops. They now have got it where they've got millions of people off the voting rolls because they don't have ID. And these are the people that they are trying to put into the slave market label because they want the right to work everywhere so that rich people in this country can use them. And we have to keep on track of what's going on here. They are not just trying to take over in the United States. They are doing this all over the world. And so if we sit back and especially, you know, and it's, you know, nothing but white middle class working men, you cannot get what they will only vote their pocketbooks, their greed, and their racism. So, you know, the rest of us have to understand that it's not about me, it's about us. We sink and fall together. And these people are all about power. And you hear them, oh, well, you envy the rich. And if you suggest that they should pay their fair share, then you are promoting class warfare. So, you know, we need to wake up. And if I have to show ID to vote just because I'm black, then Mitt Romney could show his tax return.
Man, what a racist call that was. I think they're throwing a racist card. That sounded pretty racist to me. 51 past the hour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. It's interesting, all these people critical of Paul Ryan's experience. I heard some of that discussion over the weekend. I believe that conversation was the focus of the election 4 years ago, focusing on Barack Obama, who had had none at the time, no experience really that amounted to a whole heck of a lot either. Here's Doug in Virginia with some thoughts. We're talking about the tax, well, the returns. We're talking go ahead.
I'm going to tell you what, man, that woman just really ticked me off. Number one, what the hell does black race or anything else has got to do with anything, number one? Number two, the reason why Barack Obama can't show his tax returns because he ain't ever done nothing. And, pisses me off. It really pisses me off, Doug, because of some reason. These people will stand there and complain about how successful Mitt Romney's done. I decided to go to work for myself. I work 95 to 100 hours a week sometimes because I can't find nobody that wants to work because of people like that. And then one last comment. I made up two signs, Doug. The first sign was, it says, Mr. Obama. It's got his picture on it. It's 4x4. It says, Mr. Obama, how can you create a job when you never had one?
There you go. Lots of people ask the same question. Appreciate your call, 800-510-8255. No matter which side you're on, you're welcome here. It's fairly clear where I am in all of this, but that doesn't mitigate a conversation that's good and healthy one way or another. I thought it was kind of interesting, actually, this weekend. Romney and Ryan are sort of turning the tables on President Obama, making what Democrats thought was a weakness, the Medicare plan, into a strength. Ryan has been talking a great deal. He's very articulate. He's been talking about the Medicare plan, trying to straighten out what the Democrats are saying that's twisted and turned it around. The Republican National Convention has focused on a $716 billion cut in funding for Medicaid as part of the Affordable Care Act. You heard some of that discussion earlier on in this hour. Shirley in Pennsylvania, thinks the president is behind Senator Reid's accusations about Romney not paying taxes.
President Obama is behind all of this. What he's trying to do is get the American people's mind off of the terrible economy, the unemployment, the Obamacare, the housing fiasco, and all the bailouts and all the mess that's happened in the last 3.5 years. So he has two puppets. He has Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi. And they get up there and say what he can't say. And most of the people here in the United States realize that. They know what's going on. And I think President Obama better try to get his act together here. If he wants, he's not going to win. We know he's not going to win. It's been too bad. But this is just out and out ludicrous.
All right. Harry in California is now on the other side.
Here's my problem. I retired from the city of L.A. for 30 years. And when I ran for city council here in Lancaster, it was required that I show at least 5 years of my tax return. Now, if that was just for city council in Lancaster, California, you can't tell me that the guy who's running for the president of the United States and leader of the free world shows 2 years of income tax return. That's ridiculous.
All right, lots of repetition in that. Let's see if we can find something new from Janice in Maryland. Go ahead, ma'am.
Honestly, as an independent, I could care less whether or not Romney, how much taxes Romney has paid. What I care about is policies. And I've watched Romney on several town halls, and he says absolutely nothing on policy. All he says is, he's against Obama. Whatever Obama's done, it hasn't worked. As far as tax policy, that's the only detail that Romney has given, and is very minimal. He said that he wants to reduce the tax rate to 20%. Well, if you reduce the tax rate to 20% when you have trillions and trillions of dollar deficit, and you're borrowing money from China and other places to pay your bills each month, where is the money going to come from if I'm reducing everybody's tax rate? It doesn't make sense. It's a mathematical problem. We need a balanced budget, and we need more revenue coming in. We need both, and neither party wants to work with each other.
Don in Texas, the final word. Make it quick, please.
Doug. As much voter fraud is going on, and this is coming from both parties, myself and every other American should be willing to identify themselves without any problem.
Yes, sir. You are right about that. Thank you. I think that's any conversation that says we ought not to do that is foolish. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.